next coach in the teleconference is Illinois' Ron Zook. The Illini kick off the season Saturday by hosting Arkansas State, a 3:30 game to appear on the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us. Hard to believe it's another season's here, but everyone's excited about it, looking forward to it. We've had a great camp. We've been fortunate enough to get out of there without any major injuries, and our guys are excited and looking forward to playing.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, talk about how Nathan Schielhouse has looked in his second year under center.
Well, Nathan has done a great job. I've been very, very pleased with the way, not only the way he's performed on the field, but his leadership as well. You know, Nathan, the last 7 games last year threw 13 touchdowns and 1 interception. So he seems to be picking up more and more of the offense. I think once again, football is a reaction game, and the more he learns, the quicker he is, and he's taken another step and been very, very impressed with not only his play but the way he's led this team as well.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Todd Jones with Columbus Dispatch.
And how you doing?
Good, Todd. How are you?
Good. Hey, nationally, the SEC obviously has been getting so much attention the last several years because of their success in the BCS title games and so forth. What do you think the Big Ten is going to have to do to try to regain some of that attention, especially at the end of the season? We're at the beginning right now, obviously, but at the end of the year, what's going to take?
Well, I think they're starting. They've made the move to start that because, first of all, we're going to be playing in December, which is something that has, there's only been one or two teams that have done that in the Big Ten, and I think what happens is from Thanksgiving on, no one sees the Big Ten until the bowl game. So it's going to be important that our championship game turns out the way I'm sure everybody thinks it will, and we all think it will. And then we got to go win the bowl games, and I think that's the biggest thing that we can do as a Big Ten conference is once again do well in the bowl games.
And one as a follow-up, obviously as a veteran of both leagues, what do you see as a difference? You've coached in both these leagues.
Well, I have, and you know, I think it goes in cycles. It really does. You know, I mean, if you think back to the 80s and early 90s, Florida State was on top of the world, and they kind of fell off a little bit. You know, maybe the Big Ten has fallen off a bit, but I don't think there's any question that it's coming back. And as I said, I think the things that we're doing championship game with the divisions, it's just going to make a lot more interest. It's going to be more fan interest because everybody now is excited about their division, and they're not only looking at the teams in their division, but they're looking at the teams in other divisions and how they can get to Indianapolis. And so now teams are going to have to, you know, not just win one game or win the, they're going to have to get to Indianapolis, and they're going to have to win that game to win the Big Ten Conference.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, you're replacing a few NFL draft picks on the defensive side of the ball, Corey Legit and Martez Wilson, a few other guys. You know, talk about how the defensive line and linebackers have built this ball.
Well, anytime you lose a first-round draft choice and a third-round draft choice and actually a seventh-round draft choice, 3 guys off your defense, but what it does is it gives guys an opportunity. Akeem Spence is back, and, you know, Akeem had the luxury of working with Corey, and I think he's learned work ethic, he's learned leadership, and really he's come on and had a heck of an off-season in spring and also a fall. We took a big guy who's been an offensive lineman, Craig Wilson, and moved him to the defensive side of the football, and he's a guy that I've been very, very excited about. That tried to move him a couple years ago, and the offensive guys talked me out of it, but I think he's going to be a guy that's just going to get better and better. And Jake Howe's a young man, a redshirt freshman, that's really had a great offseason here and a great camp in particular. Whitney Merciless is obviously he's back and really felt like at the end of the year he's probably our best defensive end. And a guy by the name of Glenn Foster, once again, he's getting his chance now, and he stepped it up. So I think when you lose good players, obviously, it's hard to – there are holes to fill, but you get guys that come back, and they have that opportunity to be the next guy. Ian Thomas, he stepped right in at the Mike linebacker where he played 2 years ago when Martez had gotten hurt, and Jonathan Brown is a redshirt freshman who probably ahead of, he's way ahead of his years in terms of being a, he's, does a lot of those things that you know you don't coach. Just he's a natural linebacker. Houston Bates is a guy that I can't wait to see play. I mean, he's one of those guys that just flies around and hits anything that that moves. So you know, we're not going to have quite the experience that we had in the beginning, but I think that's as the season progresses, I really feel like the defense will get better and better.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, obviously you've been one of the top rushing teams ever since you came to Illinois. You know, losing Mikel LeSure, talk about how the rushing attack is looking heading into the games this year.
Well, hopefully we're going to pick up right where we left off, and obviously we've been fortunate enough to run the ball pretty well in the last 6 years, and I think we've been fortunate enough to have a bunch of good backs, and Jason Ford is a guy that we look to be able to step in there and take Mikel's spot. He's had a great off season. He's got his weight down where he hadn't had it since he was a freshman. He's stronger, and really has had a an excellent camp. Troy Pollard is another guy, young man that's a senior that has had a good camp, and then we got two freshmen that have really come in. Donovan Young, a young man out of Houston, Texas, and Josh Ferguson, a young man out of one of the suburbs of Chicago that have had great camps and are going to see playing time. So I think the one thing in the Big Ten, you better have more than one running back, and we feel very fortunate that we got a few guys that can help us maintain what we've done in the Big Ten in terms of rushing.
For questions, please press star 1.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. We'll let you go a little early. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.